2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, he didn't enter into Yahweh's temple. You remember that Uzziah, his father, had entered into the temple and tried to burn incense, and that's why he was struck as a leper. But again, you read that this king Jotham, that he serves God as his father Uzziah had done. And you know, it says that also about his father Uzziah, that he served God as his father had done. And his father was not a, shall we say, a perfect king either. So, what you can say then is that there's a tendency to serve God as your parents did, or as your father did. And this isn't right. We must serve God as he directs us and not be living out parental expectation, doing it because mum and dad did it and because grandma and granddad did it. This is what often happens in church life, that people think, well, it's our tradition to belong to this denomination, to go to this church. Of course, it's no bad thing in a way, but God wants your heart. He wants you, and he may reveal something to you a bit differently to how mum and dad understood it, or how your grandparents understood it, whatever. And he may not, but for sure he will build a personal relationship with you so that you don't serve him just because mum and dad did, just because that's what we do as a family. God wants you personally, and he'll work in your life to that end. So, this Jotham, he built the upper gate of the house of Yahweh, and he built much on the wall of Ophel, and he built cities in the hill country of Judah, and in the forests he built castles and towers. That's just what his father Uzziah did. He built towers everywhere, and he built this and built that. He also fought with the children of Ammon and prevailed against them. Well, yes, so did his father. Now you see, he does serve God in a pretty similar way to his father, building towers, building stuff here and there, fighting the same enemy, fortifying Jerusalem. So that's not to say it's wrong, but it's clear that he was following, consciously or unconsciously, in his father's footsteps. So Jotham became mighty. Well, that's just what it says about his father, Uzziah, that he became mighty, was marvelously helped until he was strong, and then his heart was lifted up. So Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before Yahweh his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all his wars and his ways are written in the book of the kings of Israel. He was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. Then Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Ahaz his son reigned in his place. Well, it sounds all pretty good that Jotham learned from the mistakes of his father. He was strong but was not lifted up. So, generally, pretty good. But he has a son, Ahaz, who was awful. Yeah, this guy was one of Judah's worst kings. So you see how it goes. Good father has bad son. Ahaz was a terrible bloke, but he had a really good son called Hezekiah. So you see how it goes. Good father, bad son, good son. Yeah? It just shows that your parents can be bad and you can be good, and your parents can be good and you can turn out bad, because God wants a personal relationship with people. That